Welcome to C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from language service providers of all sizes in the hot seat. We will ask tough questions and get inspired answers.
Hello, and welcome to the C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from the language industry in the hot seat. We'll ask tough questions and get inspired answers. My name is Eddie Arrieta. I'm the CEO here at Multilingual Media.
And I am Laszlo Varga, and I'm lead researcher and consultant at NIMSI Insights. And today, in the hot seat, we have Doreen Buchheimer, founder and CEO of eArabization. Hello, Doreen. Very nice to meet you. Lovely to have you with us.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Laszlo. Pleasure to be here with you guys.
Okay, Doreen, are you ready?
Ready to rumble.
Let's do this then. So, Doreen, in one sentence, could you tell us what does your company do? What does eArabization do?
In one sentence, I would say localization, translation, and subtitling services, mainly into Arabic.
And when you were a kid, what was the type of work that you dreamed of having?
It had nothing to do with the languages. Actually, I wanted to work in NGOs or embassies. I wanted to be working ultimately in the United Nations. That was my dream as a kid. But as I grew up, I got drifted into languages, and I got encouraged by my father to go into translation. It was a very new subject matter, a subject that opened at universities in Jordan. So he said, be one of these pioneers who specialized in translation. I said, okay, I'll go with your advice, Dad. So here we are now.
And it seems like it's been working out really well. So when you're not working and, you know, having this amazing impact, what do you do? What do you spend your time doing?
Well, I love reading and I love traveling, and I love working out at the gym as well. So basically, you're going to either find me at the gym or with my book at home or traveling somewhere around the world.
Doreen, we're going to have some in-depth questions. Let's start with, well, you founded a company. What inspired you to start a business?
The need for Arabization and localization into Arabic in the region. There was a lot of demand, and the translation when I started was more of an old-fashioned kind of translation, which is done offline. So I was lucky in my previous job, the only full-time job that I had before eArabization, that my manager got me introduced to the world of machine translation, translation memory, and all that. So, but it was a new concept, especially in Jordan where I started off. So I thought there must be a huge demand for proper localization, because there is a lot of requests for Arabic language translation.
Fantastic. Well, there is demand, no doubt, and it keeps ever increasing. But there must have been a moment when you realized, actually, there is also business in it. What was that moment when you knew there's a reason to continue doing this?
Well, I started off, I took a couple of freelance jobs. I'm a translator, and I worked as a translator. And then I got a request to do some freelance job. And then I got a bigger project for something important. And I was like, oh my God, this can be really profitable. And this is an actual legit business. So I started reading more. Started following organizations. Back then, there was LISA in addition to Gala and Lock World. So I started reading more, digging into it. And I said, oh my God, this is a multi-million dollar industry. So, and people are making a life out of it, a living out of it. So I said, okay, let me give it a try. As a young girl in Jordan, a lot of people didn't even hear about my country when I started even interacting with big companies. But this is how I started, and I thought, oh, this can be lucrative.
Fair enough. From freelancer to founder and CEO, how many people does your company help deliver Arabized content to your clients now?
Wow, we have more than 400 linguists working with us on a daily basis. And they are spread all over Egypt, Jordan, Dubai, KSA, and Syria.
Fantastic. But you as CEO, you probably worry a lot about clients and profitability. What are the key things that you do to maintain your actual business in your own personal day-to-day CEO role?
I have on my shoulder more than 400 families to feed. So I want to make sure that the business is going well and the customers are really happy. So client relation is really, really important for us. We proud ourselves to have a high client retention rate. So this is a really key thing. A lot of our clients has been working with us since 2011, even before that, continuously, nonstop. So they became like kind of a family. Also, I have to keep up with technology. I have to keep up with what's happening in the world. I have to embrace the change, embrace what AI is imposing on us. So I try as much as possible to keep up with that, see how we can implement that on our work at ERBization and see how we can keep up and make sure that the services that we are providing are up to date. And we are embracing basically technology as much as possible.
Very well. High client retention, maintaining the livelihood of the people that you work together with. What other business challenges do you face nowadays?
Well, I mean, with the with technology and with the AI revolution, let's say there are a lot of competition. And now our clients are also well aware of what technology can offer them, so they are very well aware of what AI is providing. So we need to be like, we need to provide a niche service, a niche kind of service. So when we say that we're going to provide you a customized translation or a customized localization service, we should, I mean, understand that we cannot run away from technology and so or say that we're going to give you just the old-fashioned classical kind of service. So we try to embrace it as much as possible. And we try to also enlighten some of our clients who are not well aware of the technological advances and AI revolution. Some of the prospect clients that we have would say that, okay, I don't want to have a machine translation. I don't want to have I want to have a human translation. I want to have a creative one. So you got to educate your prospect clients that this does not, both can work together as aligned services. So technology is not an enemy. Technology is something that is there to help us out.
Very well. I'm sure in your successful career, you also had some, call them failures. Would you be able to share any of them?
Well, honestly, life and work, and during life and work, there are a lot of pitfalls, mistakes, downfalls. But I would never consider anything as a failure. Whenever I have a downfall or a rejection, I always look at it as something that I can learn from. And I mean, my career is like a learning process. So I just get up, dust myself off, and continue. So, to be honest, I cannot consider anything or any project that I had as a failure or any rejection as a failure. All of them were actually beneficial for me in a way or another.
So you're a very resilient person. That's probably one of the key learnings that you had in your business career. Any other key learnings that you could share with our audience?
Well, patience, work. I mean, starting your own business needs a lot of patience, hard work, working night and day, investing a lot in the people that you work with. My employees, we are like a family. So investing in them and making sure everyone is happy is our key factors, actually.
When it comes to success, your company is successful. What does success mean to you personally in your role as a CEO and founder?
I have to say, and we cannot deny that, financial performance is one key element. I mean, a business success often correlates with the financial prosperity, which includes generating profit, increasing revenue, and managing cost effectively. But of course, also there's the market impact. Success can also be measured by the impact that my business has on the market, like our market share, the brand recognition, customer satisfaction. I always strive to establish a strong presence in the localization industry and try to positively influence market dynamics. And I would say personal fulfillment. I mean, it has success has to bring personal fulfillment and satisfaction. I mean, I always want to have a sense of pride and accomplishment in the work that I'm doing, and of course make a meaningful impact through the efforts that I'm exerting.
I'm sure that your business has some secret sauce.
Informally formal. So as I said, we are like a big family. I don't believe much in formal meetings. I don't believe much in having this very formal boss-employee relationship. I want to know the story of each and everyone working with us. And same also applies. I always want to have a really good relation with our clients. I wouldn't mind even sending emails every now and then personally just to say, are you happy with the services? I want to build a relationship that is continuous always. And I take it personally. I mean, I look at ERBization as my baby. So I would do anything and I would exert any effort, and I can always just open the laptop if anyone needs help at the company, and I would translate myself any kind of text or review or get involved as much as possible. So I never shy away from that, and I try to be involved and try to keep the environment as healthy as possible with my employees, and try to build always a solid relationship with my clients.
You as a translator founder,
mm-hmm.
You probably didn't imagine at the very beginning that you were going to be leading a big team. How did you grow up to be a good leader? What helped you along the path?
I mean, I started off with a small office above shoe market back in Amman in Jordan, and it's like a 50 meter office, and I was the translator, the accountant, the secretary, and everything. But I always believed, I don't know why, I always believed that, I mean, the service that, I mean, I'm really putting all my heart in the translation that I'm providing. So I always wanted to have a big team. I wanted to have a big company. And it just grew with me. I mean, I started off, I was like in my mid-20s. And I just knew that in the long term, I'm going to have a big company. But I just swam with it and went with the waves and went with the current, and eventually it happened. I took it little step, small step by small step, and this is how it happened. It happened also gradually, and I am blessed to have a really good team also on my side.
If you had one great advice to young entrepreneurs who are just starting their business, what would be your best advice to go about doing this, especially in the new age of technology as well?
Yep. First off, I mean, I want to say that, again, you got to embrace technology. You got to embrace AI. Things are not as they used to be in the past. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of things happening in terms of content creation, automated content creation and translation. So don't be scared. Embrace change. Embrace what's happening. Try to benefit from it. Try to come up with a service that's offering something different. The market is full of localization agencies, so there's a lot of competition. So you gotta offer something that is unique, something that is unmatched. But I mean, it can be harder for the new generation to open up a business right now from like back when I started off. But once they start off and they go ahead with their business and they make it a success, I mean, sky's the limit.
And thank you, Laszlo. Thank you, Doreen, for everything that you've shared today. Some rapid fire questions from us. We're very interested to know. Are you a person that works better with music or without music?
With music.
Oh, nice. And when you are listening to music, what's the type of music that helps you focus and get that work done?
To be honest, depending on the mood, I can go with, I love Mozart, but sometimes I would go with some modern songs, Arabic songs, I like also the 70s. I like all these. And I love Frank Sinatra.
That is great. So if you had to pick a song to start off your day with, which song would you pick?
It's actually for an Arabic Lebanese singer called Fairouz. And all her songs are, they're considered morning songs. Her voice is very angelic, and all her songs are beautiful, encouraging, and just the start of your day. And she reminds me of my mom. So that's always a good thing to start off your day with.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know you've lived in several different countries, and you've opened new offices now in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
If you have to name a country that you could live in, that you have not lived in, of course, before, which country would you choose?
New York. I gotta say New York. I mean, I love the hustle and bustle of New York. I love how everyone is running to do something. And I just love it. I love it with this authenticity. The food is great there. And I just love it. I don't know why. I think I visited New York more than any other city in the world.
Fantastic. And give us a movie recommendation.
I would say my favorite movie is The Godfather, always. This is the only movie that I have watched more than once. the whole series, actually. So, yeah.
Similar to the type of music that you would choose to do your best work with, what is the best time of the day for you to work? Are you an early bird? Are you a night owl?
I'm not an early bird at all. I'm a night owl. So the later we go into the night, the more I can concentrate and the more productive I am.
And this is a question that we've worked with Laszlo for a little bit, and you've had an amazing interview. And once you're done with this, you're going to celebrate and you're going to pick a drink of your choice, you know, whether it is coffee, tea, or anything else. What drink would you choose?
Right now, I'm going to go with green tea, actually.
That is great. And of course, just to finish up, and this will be my last question before we go. Are there any business books that you would suggest, or any books at all that you could suggest to us?
I always try to. I love reading. And I just finished off a book called Mastery by Robert Greene. It's a great book about how to master your work and how to do that. A lot of books about the 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. But I'm a bookworm, so I would read anything. But there are a lot of books on business and entrepreneurship and all these things. But I just finished this book, so this is what came into my mind.
Thank you. So, Doreen, once again, we are very grateful to have you here with us, for joining us in the hot seat. We hope that you've enjoyed your time as much as we've had. And if anyone else wants to be part of this amazing series, and if you're part of a C-suite at a company in the language services industry, sign up with us to sit here in the hot seat, just like Doreen did today.
And as for the viewers, thank you, everyone. This is all for today. Thank you for watching. And look out for the next episode, as this will be published on Multilingual TV and probably as a podcast on the NIMSI website. Thanks all.